We're very happy to have Fargo attorney Charlie Sheely of the Dwyer Law Office. He's defending Rebecca Larson in a what could be a precedent-setting marijuana case. She and her boyfriend were arrested with 24 ounces of pot, I think, which had been prescribed in Washington State. And so we have Charlie Sheely with us right here, right now on KFGO. Hello, Charlie. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
This is this could be end up being a very significant case when it's all said and done. Let's talk about that in a moment. But can you go over some of the basics of the case, your clients, how their arrest came about, et cetera?
Sure. Clients were staying at a hotel in Castleton. Law enforcement was called because there's a smell of marijuana in the hallway. Officers allegedly targeted my client's hotel room and knocked on the door, stepped into the doorway, eventually got a warrant, and it's going to end up being about 10 ounces of marijuana was found.
Oh, it was not 24 as I had seen previously written.
No, they're each allowed under their prescriptions from Washington to possess up to 24 ounces
of marijuana. I see. Were they arrested at that point, or?
They were.
Okay. Taken in?
Yes.
I see. Can you describe these people?
Well, Brian and Rebecca really are, they're hard workers, work long hours. Brian's a welder. Rebecca's a quality control analyst. She inspects welds. Blue-collar type people work long, hard hours, typical of a lot of other North Dakotans.
Mm-hmm. And are they from North Dakota?
My client is. My client grew up on a farm near Jamestown. I'm not exactly sure where Brian's from.
Okay, but he's being represented by Mark Fries. Is Rebecca living back here now?
Yes. They're both living in North Dakota.
In order to...
They need to take care of these charges before
right,
they can.
I see. What's a potential ramification of, and what are the charges and what are the potential ramifications of that legally?
Well, the most serious charge is a Class B felony. The government's charged my client with possession of marijuana with intent to deliver it, and that's a Class B felony, which is punishable by up to 10 years in prison, $10,000 fine, or both.
And the determination of the intent to deliver is based upon?
I believe it's based upon simply the amount of marijuana that was found.
So if someone had a few grams of marijuana, it wouldn't be the same as possessing 10. That would be an intent to deliver. Then did your clients inform them that this was legally prescribed, or was that not the appropriate time to do it?
They did. Our clients informed law enforcement at the time that they had valid prescriptions out of the state of Washington.
Charlie, this is Sandy Buttweiler. What about, did they have like baggies and scales and things to weigh it out with to sell it? Or did they find paraphernalia that would indicate that they were going to sell it?
Well, there were a couple, one of the charges is possession of marijuana paraphernalia. So there were a couple of marijuana pipes that were found. I don't recall if there was a scale. I assume there probably was.
But the North Dakota law is based upon the amount one has, that would be the intent to deliver, correct?
Correct. And then if, like Sandy said, if there was a scale or something, the government would try to persuade the jury that meant that they were weighing it out to try to sell it.
But there wasn't one as... the other thing I wanted to ask you about in this regard is your having found some interesting language in the North Dakota statute, which might make this a precedent-setting case. What did you discover?
Well, just when you read the North Dakota, it's called the Uniform Controlled Substances Act. Seems clear to me that North Dakota law provides that an individual cannot be charged with a controlled possession offense if at the time he or she had a valid prescription or order from a licensed practitioner. Law then defines practitioner as somebody who is licensed, registered, or otherwise permitted by the jurisdiction in which he practices to distribute, dispense, or administer a controlled substance.
Have you determined, or has it been shown to you that the person that did prescribe it was duly done properly by the state of Washington?
Correct. He was a licensed neuropathic doctor who was authorized to distribute marijuana in the state of Washington.
In the defense, will it come up what neurological problem perhaps they had that would require the prescription? Or is that controlled by HIPAA?
I'm not sure if that'll come up. I think it probably will. I know in Washington there are certain ailments for which somebody can be prescribed marijuana. I don't recall exactly what they are, but it might come up in that respect, I suppose.
And Charlie, are they licensed to disperse it? Because I know that there are people who aren't physicians or aren't neuropathic people who have a license to distribute it in the states where that's legal. Do they have a license to do that?
Meaning my clients?
In Washington,
your
right.
clients, right. Do they have a license that gives them the right to disperse the marijuana to people who have prescriptions for it?
No.
Oh, okay.
So it was their medicine. Will they get it back if they are exonerated of the charges?
Well, I guess arguably they could, but I don't think they would. The police would probably be violating the law by distributing it.
Oh. You know, and don't you think, Charlie, too, that as more and more states begin to legalize marijuana, I mean, Washington's legalizing of it has become even more wide-based, but as more states follow suit, are we going to start to see more of these kinds of cases in court?
I think it's probably inevitable. I don't know if the North Dakota legislature thought of this when adopting this Uniform Controlled Substances Act, but
how long has it been in place?
Oh, we looked, and I think it was first passed in the 70s at some point.
This is Fargo attorney Charlie Sheely of the Dwyer Law Office defending Rebecca Larson in what could be a precedent-setting marijuana case. Where is it at this point as far as the legal system, this case?
We're currently set for trial, I believe, September 24th.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty quick.
Yep, it's been ongoing for, I think the search happened in January 9th.
Oh, my.
It's been going on for some time.
I imagine they want to put this behind them, too.
Okay, maybe it wasn't so quick. I see your point.
Do they have kids, Charlie?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay.
And I suppose they're at work today. One is a welder. The defendant that Charlie Sheely is defending, Rebecca Larson from Jamestown, is a quality control inspector in welding. And
obviously hardened criminals.
Well, all right. Well, Charlie, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Hey.
And good eye, because it's kind of a law and order moment. Did you turn to your colleagues when you found that and high five and do kind of like they would do on TV?
Knuckle knocks.
Knuckles. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.